What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and hour number two, the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we are just now getting word that there is a communications blackout in Ottawa right now, under which we presume the police are going to be doing Gestapo tactics against those peaceful protesters. And again, everything those protesters are doing is protected under the Canadian Charter of Human Rights, which Justin Trudeau basically thinks, like George Bush, it's a blankety-blank piece of paper, and I don't have to follow the rules because I'm the boss here. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Kelly in Austin, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been watching this matter in Canada very closely, and I think that the government has done all the wrong things. And I think they've been so bad at handling this that they're perilously close to having something akin to an atomic bomb blow up over there with respect to the political situation.
I absolutely agree. Canada has shown they're not a democracy. They are a dictatorship.
They're a dictatorship. You know, and they're obviously, the people in power are obviously, they obviously have no regard for the people they are ruling. They speak with derision of the truckers and of their supporters. And one thing that really bothers me about the situation there, and I see it not only in Canada, but I've seen it in Europe, I see it in the United States. Police, you know, we want to be able to support the police, but when I see police acting like thugs, acting like enforcers for these tyrants, I have no regard for them. I saw that video of the police throwing that 75-year-old man to the ground. I saw another video of police yanking another man out of his car, his truck. He had to turn around at a gate. Somebody had put a gate up across the road, and they accosted him nonetheless. He honked his horn at something, and they hauled him out, threw him onto the ground, handcuffed him, but they didn't really have anything to charge him with.
No.
And so when I see things like that, I have absolutely no regard for police. And so when they look at us, they say, you need to support us. My response to that is, you need to stop acting like Gestapo enforcers. This has gone too far.
And I agree.
When people turn on you and they start dragging you down the street and stringing you up by the feet, at trees and on tree limbs and street lamps, don't complain because you asked for it. This is government and government's enforcers completely out of control. And Biden, I think, is scared enough that he would try to do the same thing here.
Yeah.
I hope this trucker convoy gets off the ground here in the United States, because I want to bring this government to its knees. I want this government brought to its knees. I want these people out of office. I want them to run all of them out of office. This has gone too far. This is going way too far.
I absolutely agree.
You know,
there's another update. Apparently, there have been a lot of resignations within the Ottawa Police Department, and Ottawa is calling neighboring cities to send their police in. The police were saying, we don't have the resources to deal with all of this. And so this is going to get ugly, but, you know, it's the government which is clearly drawing first blood in this situation.
Right. And I've also heard that all the towing companies in Ottawa and surrounding areas have told the government, we're not going to touch this. No way. We're not going to haul these trucks out, even though they're under contract with the city. And the reason is that they're telling the city, we rely on big trucks for our livelihood. We're not going to alienate ourselves from our clients. And so right now you have these tyrants sitting up there and in control in Ottawa, completely out of touch with things. And everything they do seems to backfire on them, but they don't seem to understand it. So every time something blows up in their face, they try something more draconian. And that's exactly what I want them to do, because the more draconian they become, I think the more likely people are to wake up.
The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one, where everybody can see it.
Yes, Yeah. Anyway, Mike, I don't want to go on too long, so thanks for taking my call.
You've got it, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm sorry to call again today, but this is really important. Do you know who is labeling the truckers as seditious? It's Mark Carney, the one I told you about a few days ago, that he is
yes.
the former governor of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England. So the global banksters are openly now trying to incite the murder of these legal protesters. The words he's using in the Globe and Mail is he is calling it, the sedition in Ottawa must be stopped and follow the money. Oh, well, he's the one who should talk about money. In the capital city, he says people have been terrorized. Women fleeing abuse have been harassed. Elderly afraid to venture out. And he goes on around that and talking about the loud noises. But then he goes on, the goals of the leadership of the so-called Freedom Convoy were to remove the government. Their blatant treachery was dismissed as comic. But now he says we can no longer consider them comical. We've got to get rid of them. This man, this audacious creep, who's part yeah. of the thieves in Basel, Switzerland, who's sucking the life out of, the blood out of people's lives, I can't believe, and not one statement about how Trudeau's job as leader of this country is to meet with any protest and talk to the leaders of that group to try and desensitize or reduce the tension.
De-escalate.
Trudeau is, I mean, he not only is he retarded, he's malicious, he's evil, he's the product of what he comes from. And as long as Canadians sit on their fat asses, and those that I've spoken to that I once had respect for actually are taking sides and saying that the truckers are the troublemakers. It, you know what's going to save Canada is the U.S. Unless, yeah, I don't know how. I don't want to say things that I should not be saying. But when you have someone who is a tool of the global banking cartel dictating policy, and by the way, there was an emergency meeting yesterday. You know who of the Liberal MPs were amongst them? Yasser Naqvi, who was born in Pakistan, and Omar al-Ghabra, who was born in Saudi Arabia, who is the transport minister. And why do you think so? Where's the big money these days? It's with the Arabs who control the oil that really isn't theirs. Because that oil is a legacy treasure that belongs to the planet. It didn't form overnight since they claimed ownership of the lands where they can derive the oil. It comes from millions and millions of years of fossils that have created this oil. It does not belong to those sitting on top of it. If you own property, you don't own anything that you find under 6 feet of the top of your soil. You don't own it anyway. It belongs to the government or it belongs to the monarchy. The Saudis, all of the oil-rich companies, are the ones who are very largely behind this, and that's who the banksters are making deals with, because they don't want to go in. They've supplied all these oil-rich countries with so many weapons, they don't dare go in there and fight them to take over the oil. Remember the 73 embargo? I remember yeah. getting off a plane and hearing two men in front of me saying, well, if they're going to embargo us, we'll go in and take it. At the time, I was an idiot, and I remember thinking, how dare you? Well, that's the truth. Anything that comes from the deep within the core of the earth or the depths of the earth belongs to ancient history, and that means all of us around the world own that oil. It's time to take possession of it. It's time to dethrone these corrupt, the banking cartel that is controlling it and colluding with them. Can you imagine Yasser Naqvi, a Pakistani, telling us what to do? And Omar al-Ghabra, who looks like Yasser Arafat, that I can tell you was incredibly corrupt, because I know his brother tried to recruit me repeatedly. These people are all dreadfully corrupt. They're killing their own people. Look what Saudi Arabia has been doing. And we want them yes. to be dictating policy in Canada? No wonder, since Trudeau has given them ministerial portfolios, our country has gone to hell. And we know the Islamists, there are a lot of good Muslims. As with any religious group, it's always the radical extremist fanatics who are the sinister influence. Beware. Everyone talks about Zog, and I said long ago, be careful of Mog. But it is the Islamists that you need to beware of. And as one example, in Canada, there's a group that now dictates policy in a lot of cities. And what does the council call itself? The Council of Canadian Muslims. What is the main word there? Muslim. Canadian is only an adjective. So they are primarily Muslims who are currently residing in Canada. Be aware of something called the Ummah, U-M-M-A. That is the idea of a globe of belonging all to Islam. 1400 years, the Islamist armies killed people, especially Christians. They already drove out the Jews. They killed everybody that did not submit to Islam. That's what Muslim means. Mitsalam, you have given in, you have submitted to Muhammad's armies. Not that you submitted to God. So be very wary of trusting any Islamist. Now, Muslim people, of course, I have a lot of dear friends who I know right now must be hating me. But yeah. I used to be bamboozled into believing that that we were all one people. I did not know the history of how the Islamist armies moved across and put the sword to the throat of the soldiers who would not submit.
It's hardly exclusive to the Muslims. I mean, the Muslims got the idea of jihad and holy war from, I think it was Pope Innocent III, you know, during the time of the Crusades.
No, I'm talking, this is from before, you know, it's, the point is they took over. I don't even know I didn't know my true ancestry until I started to dig up the DNA. I always thought I was an Arab. I'm not an Arab. It's, in fact, part of my DNA is actually Jewish. And that was a shock to me when I discovered that. And I've sent the DNA to a number of companies to see if they come up with the same results. And a lot, by the way, Bukele, and you referred to him in El Salvador, he's a tyrant. Everybody who lives in El Salvador and could escape did escape. He is a Palestinian. His grandparents came to South America during the Ottoman Empire, run by the Muslims, who are exploiting, kidnapping young boys and putting them at the front lines of the Muslim armies. Beware.
Well, they're doing the same thing in Yemen right now. I mean, they've got child soldiers there. It's a crime, but it really is. Okay. Anyway, Layla, we seem to be running off topic here because we're talking about the Canadian Freedom Convoy, and with this report that the cell phone communication has been shut down, I expect that the Canadian government is going to commit an atrocity. In Ottawa, and they're going to hope to try and hide it from the world. But like I said earlier in the show, all those trucks have got radios, and so word will get out what they're doing.
Well, that's why I'm panicking, because I know it's going to happen, and it'll have wide-reaching effects. So forgive me for my extreme concern. I'll let you go, and thank you for allowing me to alert people to what I think might be about to happen, and I don't think I'm alone. Thank you, Michael. Bye for now.
All right. Well, thank you. And Trudeau's own brother is saying he's working for the globalists. And the last thing the globalists want is a global awakening. And that's starting to happen right now. Okay. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good day, Mike. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yeah, Mike. A very powerful call by Layla. It's a hard one to follow. Very powerful, so passionate, yeah. Mike, and speaking of what Layla said, well, you know what? I'm a Jew for Jesus. That's all you got to tell a rabbi. I'm a Jew for Jesus, and they don't know what to think. You're a Jew for Jesus, you're Christian, so you go figure. But here, Mike, let's before I go back to Canada, you want to talk about Canada and Trudeau and the truckers, and we know that they're going to blame everything on racism. No, they're a bunch of white racist, redneck Canadians.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole modus of operandi of all these on. But, Mike, let's talk about this real quick. I want Layla maybe to call in tomorrow or the next day and ask about this. You got this guy, Bernie Sanders, in a state called Vermont. Okay, Layla? This guy's promoting abortion. Now they want to amend the Constitution so all the women in Vermont can have abortion. Okay? Now let's look at this, Mike. There was 500 almost 500,000 black babies aborted last year in 2021. Okay?
Yes.
Now, you got this bumbling schmuck. There was, and by the way, Vermont, make what I just read now, Mike, 4% of the state of Vermont is Jewish, okay? But they're telling all the white women, which is what? Yeah, Mike. Vermont's 96% white, 97% white, okay? And now they want all these liberal licky-kissy-touchy-feely freak shows are telling all the white Vermont women to have abortion, and it should be amended to the Constitution, okay? But you know what? You don't see no Jews telling their Jewish faith in the synagogues to go tell their women to have abortion, do you? Do you, Mike?
You're
only 2% of the population, but I don't see a bunch of Jews going saying have an abortion.
Tom, I have to take issue with that. My first wife was Jewish, and she
my
got an abortion.
My first girlfriend was Jewish, Mike.
Hang on,
my
let me finish.
My first girlfriend was a Jew.
Let me finish.
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
She got an abortion, which ultimately was the reason our marriage broke up, because I wanted to be a dad. So, I don't think we can say that Jewish women are avoiding abortion. And, I don't want to go there.
I'm sorry to hear that, because, no, Mike, I didn't say that. I don't know if you understood what I said. I said, Mike, I don't believe the Jewish faith and the synagogues are telling, like Bernie Sanders, they tell the Jewish women to have abortion, Mike. But he was promoting abortion in that state by saying, "Oh, all the Vermont women that should be, they could have an abortion on demand." Abortion.
Okay,
no, Mike,
I want to, Tom. I want to hear Tom. I want to hear an actual, verifiable quote from Bernie Sanders. It's one thing to say that all women in Vermont can have an abortion, and quite a different thing for him to say that all women should have an abortion. And I would presume that if Bernie made such a statement, which I think would be ridiculous, that would also apply to the Jewish women as well.
Yes, Mike, but Bernie Sanders is not basically, well, Bernie Sanders is going along with the fact that abortion should be legal on demand in Vermont. And if they want to amend the Constitution for that, Mike, and I think it's wrong because, and I think you feel that way. And, Bernie Sanders and all these other Blumenthals and all that, no, in the Jewish faith, they're telling their women to have children, Mike. In Israel, they're having 6-7 children on in the kibbutzes and all that. So, Mike, no.
Well, because, they're facing a demographic, battle against the Palestinians who are, being fruitful and multiplying.
Okay, Mike, but I agree with you. But, Mike, how come an Afro-American community in the United States, over almost 500,000 babies were aborted? Okay, Mike, and we don't know, I don't even know the Caucasian white women ratio for abortion. I have to look it up, but I don't know what it is. But, I mean, to me, abortion's totally wrong, unless it's a rape or incest or something. But other than that, it's murder. Let's not kid ourselves. Abortion's murder. And
I agree with you. I agree with you. And the part about abortion that I am most strongly against is this dehumanization of the fetus, which allows abortion to be used as simply retroactive birth control for people not willing to take responsibility for their sexuality.
Absolutely correct, Mike, and it is murder. No matter how you cut it, it's murder. Slice the pie, it's murder what they're doing to these all these little babies being aborted. Now, Mike, going back to Canada, I know I'll change the subject real quick, and I know you got another call.
Yes,
Canada,
I do.
The whole narrative of this will be white redneck truckers, big, burly, bearded, redneck Canadians trying to overthrow their government, when the truth of the matter is their whole government should be overthrown because it's a bunch of nincompoops running the damn thing. Starting like the way Lasso with Trudeau. That guy's an idiot. I do believe he probably could be the son of Fidel Castro. And look, communism is all over. Here in South Florida, we got communists running all over the place, Mike. And, I don't want to go into immigration because I know I have this little tea to you sometimes. But, Mike, I can tell you here, what they're done here medically to the South Florida area with this illegal incursion, which DeSantis is trying to clean up, is shameful. It is literally shameful, Mike. And again, I'm going to tell you this all the time, as many times I can tell you. Mike, remember, the representation for white America, Mike, is zero. There's no representation, Mike, for white America.
All right, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Wow! What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
You could tell Mike in the control room to play the Battle of New Orleans, because that's probably what it's going to come to. George,
I hope not, but the fact that they've cut off the cell phone communications, I think it's a red warning sign.
Well, I heard that a couple of days ago, actually, and they've also tried to take away the gasoline and what have you, but
A judge who has ordered the police to give the gasoline and the food back.
Well, another thing I was going to mention, it's a good thing those police picked on a 76-year-old man, because if they try that on the Sikhs, who have the average height of 6'2", they'll have a different, they'll have a problem to contend with. But look at Section 2 of the Charter of Rights. Okay, this Charter of Canadian Rights was pushed by Pierre Trudeau. I wonder who that was.
And, yeah,
it was signed by the Queen in about 1982 or 83. I just forget the date. And it says in Section 2, lists the Charter calls for freedoms, namely freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of thought, freedom of belief, freedom of expression, freedom of the press and of other media of communication, freedom of peaceful assembly. and freedom of association. That's supposed to be guaranteed. They used the word entrenched.
Well, you know, obviously the Canadian government, like the U.S. government, no longer feels bound by the rules here. And, you know, if you want to know how good U.S. government promises are, just ask the Native Americans. And I presume the same is true up in Canada.
Well, I just want to make a mention of two more things.
Okay.
1775, Lexington, 1775, the British did that one. And in 1755 to 1764, the forced deportation of the citizens of Acadia, those were the French, later became the Cajuns, from Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Prince Edward Island. So, hey, look at this precedent we got here. And so the Battle of New Orleans in 1814, you got to know Andrew Jackson had a lot of Cajuns there, because that was payback.
Yes.
There you go. That's the end of the story for today.
Well, I really don't like the idea of violence, but again, it looks like the Canadian government is going to draw first blood on this one. So we'll see how it pans out. But again, Canada, you know, by doing this, Canada is going to destroy their reputation around the world.
Well, look at it this way. Another point of view here, and it's very important, is Ottawa is a big embassy town. There must be over 100 embassies from you know all the countries around the world. So, well, the world will be watching, won't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, the embassy, because Ottawa is a big embassy town. I know. I've been there. Every second block is an embassy. Right. So, what do they think they're going to do? They're going to hide it under a rug? I don't think so. Okay.
Well, you know, they're cutting off communications to the truckers so that Ottawa, you know, will control the media narrative. But, you know, nobody's going to believe the media narrative anyway. So they're fighting an uphill battle.
I heard one caller this morning on another program says, well, they're going to institute self-driving trucks, right? They're going to have trucks now. All these truckers are going to lose their licenses to drive a truck, and they're going to have robots driving the trucks. Well, what about the Teamsters? What, are they going to collect their fee from robots? I don't think so. You see?
No, they're not.
Well, we're living in a real world, right? And the Teamsters, for example, they're not without power. They haven't even done anything yet. See? So the chessboard is going to line up here sooner or later, right?
I mean, the chessboard is definitely in play, and it looks like Justin Trudeau is just going to, you know, take his knee and hit the chessboard and knock the pieces all over and declare victory.
Well, but then you can't, if he were a real leader, okay, and I mean in the Machiavellian sense, he'd get out there and smile at all the truckers and say, yes, yes. Yes, 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 and act very pious. Machiavelli says, if you want to be a leader, the leader must act very pious, even though he's not. Well, this guy's acting like a coward, right? But if he was sharp, he'd get out there and he would soothe the audience and then, well, maybe stab him in the back later, right? But he's not doing that. He's running. So obviously we know what's going on. But anyway, it's all in the playbook. You know, leaders have tried this before, but if you run away, people know. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now the globalists, are desperate because people are waking up and they're realizing the time to stand up to tyranny is definitely at hand. All right, James, I got to let you go. We got to take another break.
Okay, right.
All right. We got to take another break for commercials. We got more callers waiting on the other side. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we
Welcome
did.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Just wanted to share a couple things, one of them outside the box and the other one inside the box. So this outside the box, I'm glad they're working on a breakthrough there with the truckers up in Canada. The thing about it is people don't really realize that truckers are part of our entrepreneurial engine in these United States and all over the world, actually.
Absolutely.
And we have somebody famous, a famous actor, played a part as a trucker. And he was in that Star Wars movie? Oh, yeah, that's right. Han Solo. He was a trucker. Think about it. He was a transporter, but he was a trucker of this, a starship. So, the fight between good and evil. The thing that what
okay,
they're doing with
I,
truckers...
Okay, I get the reference, yes.
Okay. The thing what they're trying to do also with truckers in the United States, I don't know if you heard this, that the CDL license have become very strict, and what they're doing is destroying the independent trucker, and we cannot let that happen. They're trying to peel the cold, dead hands of truckers' hands off their wheel, and we cannot let that happen. This also connects with the transporting of goods, but the big one that they're transporting is food. Hello.
Yes.
Transporting of food. So, and I happen to have grown up in Southern Missouri. My family was in the restaurant business, and the first two restaurants that we had over a period of about 20 years were two truck stops. And I learned from a very young age how important truckers were in our country way back
yes.
then, when an independent trucker could become very, very successful in a short amount of time until the government got involved. And, you know, I don't know, there was some things that happened. Anyway, I want to report to you is something that's outside the box what's happened in Canada. It was attempted back in like 2012, 2013, but there was an infiltrator and he basically destroyed it from within, from that happening in America for a trucker's strike, basically, that was going to happen in D.C. I don't know if you'd heard about that. Anyway, what I want to report to you from Missouri, from the heart of America, the Second Amendment Preservation Act went into effect this year in January, and what the Second Amendment Preservation Act was and is a line in the sand between the state boundaries and the federal government, the centralized federal government. Now, we have the ATF, we have the Department of Justice going against these local jurisdictions trying to tell us what to do, and we can't let that happen. So several lawsuits
have
been brought.
That kind of intrusiveness is the real cause of the Civil War.
Exactly. So what we have in Missouri that I just heard about last night, and I'm encouraging you and others to go down the rabbit hole and find out some more detail. But from what I understand, the city of St. Louis, as well as the county of St. Louis, as well as Jackson County, which is this county that Kansas City's in, as well as the Department of Justice, okay, this is, I think, stirred up by the Department of Justice, bringing forth lawsuits against the state to the Missouri Supreme Court. And I believe that they're not going to acknowledge it as valid lawsuits. And what it has to do with is that in Missouri, the Second Amendment Preservation Act basically makes it against the law for any federally, ATF, DEA, whoever, to come in the state and tell Missourians that they cannot own a gun and try to restrict them or try to enforce some kind of BS law against them that's a federal kind of law. So they're taking a stand. The line in the sand has been drawn, and now they're testing it, and we got to stand up against it. So anyway, that's a positive report from the heart of America. So I encourage everybody to look into this and support it, and support the truckers everywhere. We got to bring back their independence. So thank you very much, Michael. That's what I wanted to share with you.
Well, thank you very much for the information. And, the Biden administration, they're back on that whole gun control thing, which to me is another symptom of just how afraid they are of the American people. Let's go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, protesting is for your rights is now a hate crime. Isn't that interesting?
Apparently.
If you don't want to inject something in your body, and if you don't want to carry a vaccine passport, then who's that hate crime being perpetrated against? That's a pretty curious statement of theirs. You know, it's a hate crime.
That's where the propaganda maybe? Breaks down.
Yeah. Hey, go and Google Liz Cheney censure, and look at the headlines from Politico, Insider, CNBC, ABC News. Mitch McConnell rebukes the RNC for breaking tradition and GOP divided over censure resolutions.
Okay, Bruce, and then, Bruce, can you hold the microphone a little closer to your mouth because you're breaking up? We're having trouble hearing you.
One second.
Okay.
How's that?
That's a little better.
A little bit better, okay. Yeah, also, Trump, is there like the Trump wing? There's a battle between the Trump wing of the GOP and the Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney. And don't forget what her dad did, you know, during 9/11, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm back on the Trump train, I guess. I mean, what other choices do we have there, you know? Hopefully he follows through if he gets back in office this time. But, you know, the only alternative I see is... I don't know, revolution, dissolution, succession. I don't know. You know.
Well, so. I'm still holding out for a Soviet Union style collapse of the central government. you know, because that way the fewest possible people get harmed.
Yeah, well, here's something from RT.com. A group of U.S. lawmakers have introduced a bill to block military aid to Ukraine until the American southern border is properly secured. The main sponsor
of the
legislation.
Yeah, I just put that up at what really happened.
Yeah, outstanding, outstanding. An invasion of over 2 million illegal aliens since the president took office. While our nation has miserably failed to secure our own border and protect our own territorial integrity, we're now being told by America's last politicians on both sides of the aisle that it is our obligation to do so for Russia, Mr. Rosendale said. So, I want to hear more of that there. So that's all I had for today.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Ohayo gozaimasu, genki desu ka? What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wish Layla paid me instead of sending out her DNA to a company. I could have told her she was Jewish because she always sounds as neurotic as my grandmother was. But as long as I'm fine with her.
Let's go gentle on the other callers. You know, we don't want to get into, you know, having callers at war with each other. Okay.
All right. Hey, I want to talk about a few things. First of all, how Russia is related to the strikes that are occurring. So when a lot of these countries in Europe and America and Canada, they all have the same slogan: "Build back better." It doesn't seem, I believe that that was only for Europe. In Europe, they just want one government, not just the EU with separate governments. They want to get rid of all these separate governments and just have one government. They want to get that social passport and one central bank instituted within Europe. The thing with America is it wouldn't be possible really to do that unless they destroy America, and Biden is doing a pretty good job at that. Now with Canada...
Yes, he is.
It's a lot easier to do than in America. Now, what I believe is the whole COVID pandemic, that's failing right now. And
yes, it is.
A lot of countries they're backing away from that right now. So they're going to have to do something else in order to initiate that social passport. So what I feel that they're going to try and do is they're going to try and do something with Russia. I don't think it's going to be a full-scale war, but they're going to do something. And after, you know, like a small skirmish, you're going to see stuff like power plants go out, all the supply chains failing. And as a result, many of these countries are going to declare martial law and then initiate these social passports. Because these people of the economic forum, they're just not going to give up after all their hard work with the COVID scam. So that's my opinion on how they're related.
It's entirely possible. And, it's entirely possible.
And I'm getting really sick of the news, Michael, besides your website. Like, for example, in the Facebook metaverse, a woman's complaining she was raped by six men. But I got to tell you, Mike, if her avatar wasn't so sexy and she wasn't wearing all those virtual sexy clothes, me and my friends would have left her alone. And I just hope I don't have any virtual charges pressed against me and I don't get thrown into a virtual prison. But, Mike,
have to worry anymore because Meta has now imposed a personal space around all the avatars. So, you know, if you both reach out your hand, you can shake hands, but you can't get any closer than that.
That's right, Mike. It's like a bubble around someone. So now I'm not able to.
And it means you won't get virtual COVID either.
Yes, but now I can't take my Glock and set up my bakery in gay San Francisco and put a sign on the window that says, I won't make gay cakes. But anyway, have you ever heard from Dustin? I haven't heard him call in. I worry about him after all his vaccines. Has he called
in
recently?
He's been in and around a little bit lately. He's not a regular caller anymore, but, you know, he shows up every once in a while.
I worry about him, but, you know, he likes those vaccines so much. He's the kind of guy that, after his heart attack, he probably says, that just shows the vaccine's working. And anyway, just hope he calls in.
Dumbest pieces of propaganda. I think it sets a record, you know, for dumbest piece of propaganda.
I just want to know, basically, when he calls in, if you could ask him, or other callers as well, if anybody ever has any vaccine remorse after, you know, seeing 500 athletes die in Europe and so many videos on
BitChute
and Rumble.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of vaccine. There's a lot of vaccine remorse out there. You know, it's already being reported.
Yeah, I'm just curious, you know, like about your audience and how they feel. And anyway, that was, I just wanted to give you my thesis of Russia and the strikes and how they were related. That was my main point. So I hope
okay,
you have a good day, Michael.
All right. Well,
keep
same
trucking,
to you,
Michael.
And sayonara, and arigato, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Normally, it's one call per caller per day, but Kelly apparently has an addendum to what he said before. So, Kelly, what's on your mind?
Yeah, about their attempt to cut off cell phone communications in Ottawa. If you walk through that city and look at every one of those trucks, there are thousands and thousands of trucks there in you will see on probably 95% or more of those trucks a very tall antenna.
Yes.
That's a CB antenna. And there's probably another antenna up there for all many of them. That's either a GMRS antenna and another
They don't call it Citizens Band anymore. It's some public utility bands, and they actually changed the frequencies to force everybody to buy new radios. But there's no question that these trucks do have radios, and some have ham radios.
Right, but those are unregulated. That frequency is unregulated. Unlike the ham bands, you have to have a license to operate a ham radio, and you have to have a license to get a GMRS radio, which is very easy to get. But it still has a very long range. It still has a very, very long range. But if you look at all the radios up there, CB, we still call them CB.
Okay.
CB, GMRS, and ham, there are thousands of those things. So if they think it's shutting off the cell phone communication is just going to work. They're wrong, because those CBs are going to be out there blasting out news all over the place, and that will reach far beyond Ottawa. So this is another thing that's going to backfire on them. I mean, they just don't understand what they're up against. I just can't wait to see them with egg on their face again when they find out that we couldn't keep everybody in the dark. Well, no, you can't, because there are too many ways to communicate. And again, CB and ham especially. I mean, if you're a ham operator like I am, you get out there on the HF frequencies, or even if you've got a good HD rig and you got a good repeater, you can get way the hell out there and talk to people hundreds of miles away. So you can disseminate information in an instant, and these people can't stop it. They can't stop it.
And, you know, one of the amateur band features is packet radio, where you can plug your computer in and you can send information to another ham station with a packet repeater or a packet module. So they're still going to be able to get videos and pictures out.
Oh, yeah. They'll get it out. They'll have to shut down. If they're going to crack down, they'll have to crack down on the repeaters, too. But that's not going to get that. That's not going to affect the HF bands. And even if they kept their repeaters, you can still go. You can still go radio to radio.
The only way they can stop that is to set up jammers, and they may resort to that. But that's just going to underscore, the militaristic methods that the Canadian government is resorting to keep the Canadian people oppressed.
That's right. It will illustrate just how desperate they are. You are looking at a tyrant. That is desperate to do whatever it can to maintain control. And they don't understand that the harder they press, the worse they look, and the more people they turn against them.
Yeah.
So I think this is really going to work out well for people in Canada, but it's going to be rough. However,
I'm afraid it's going to be rough.
It's going to be necessary. And some of these people. And the government are going to have to get roughed up eventually. These thug cops who are running down there trying to arrest people, they're going to have to get roughed up themselves before they realize that, hey, we don't have the manpower to do this, and I don't have the will either.
Well, like I said, there is a report that there have already been a large number of resignations from the Ottawa Police Department over this.
Well, that's good. Maybe there are a lot of policemen in Ottawa who do have a conscience. Seriously. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. And we have open lines. We're coming up to the end of the show, 512-248-8252. Sheldon in Washington State, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick. About two calls ago, a gentleman was talking about CDLs, and mine is somewhere in the building, so I had to go get another one. And while I'm in there, as you stand, you know, when you have to answer this battery of questions, I don't currently have my medical up to date because there's just no need. I'm not driving, but that doesn't mean that I can't drive within my state.
And okay, Sheldon, Sheldon, hold that thought. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after this commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. We're finishing up with Sheldon in Washington, and you were telling me about you didn't have your medical information when you went for your CDL.
Yeah, well, the snowflakes would say I was being badgered. I wouldn't call it badgering. But the chick there just spent probably 25% of the time while I'm standing there trying to talk me out of my endorsement. She said, well, you know, if you don't have your medical and you're not driving, why do you have it? And she just kept, it wasn't a casual suggestion. She just kept at it. So in agreement with your past caller there, they are trying to get us to just be slaves and servants and you stay in your little spot. So regardless of age, all you guys out there that are thinking of giving up your endorsement, don't do it. They cost thousands these days. You can't buy a CDL for under about $6,000-$8,000 in Washington State anymore. You have to go to this state approved and DOL approved, and you got to DOT approved. You got to do all this stuff. You got to actually sit in a classroom. You can't just hire a guy to teach you how to do it. And I was just amazed, since the last time I went in about 3 years ago, it was just like you and I grew up with. You get your license, everybody smiles, and it was a different atmosphere this time. As soon as they saw that I wasn't completely ready to go out and jump in a cab, they wanted to push me in the other direction, and she tried pretty hard. So thanks for your time. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we've got Steve Elkins on the line. Steve, what's on your mind today?
The wife came home. She had her critical care thinking hat on, and she asked me a question. I said, that's a good question. We'll just ask Mike about it. If there's any truth to Justin Trudeau being the son of Fidel Castro, how come nobody's really touched on that and mentioned that much? Is it because they don't want to point out he's acting like a little dictator himself?
Well, you know, I've heard it. It's a compelling argument. You know, apparently Justin's mother was a and father were well-known partiers, and you know, the timing of their private trip to Cuba works on out. I generally avoid stories like that. You know, it's like when it came on out that Webb Hubble was the real father of Chelsea Clinton. I kind of downplayed that because it's not like it's Chelsea's fault. And, you know, I don't like Justin Trudeau, but it's not his fault, you know, what his parents did regarding Fidel. So I just generally don't go there.
No, I was just wondering about the dictatorship type situation there.
I think that's more environment than heredity.
Could be. All right. Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we are pretty much at the end of the show. I've got one news item to share with you. There was a lawsuit against Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak regarding that Israeli attack on the humanitarian flotilla that left 10 people dead, and a federal judge has dismissed the lawsuit, saying that Barak is protected by foreign sovereign immunity laws. So that means anybody in the Israeli government can kill Americans and nothing can be done about it. All right, there's the music. It's time to end the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Tom D is hosting Roger Sales on the show tonight. Please go out on social media and you know, post the links to republicbroadcasting.org, the link to whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. What Really Happened has finally got a new payment processor in place. Look at the main page for that. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.